fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the first day of July, year of our Lord 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This goes to you folks who are preparing for the long term, not short term, but long term. Please consider doing and getting the following. First of all, at least 1, preferably 2, Maytag Ringer washers. Maytag Ringer washers. At least 1, and with some spare parts, Singer treadle sewing machines. And along with that, spare parts for the Singer sewing machine, boxes full of threads and needles. And one more thing, this goes along with the Singer sewing machines. Actually, it's more independent than that. Get yourself a case of washcloths. You may think of them only as something to clean your face with, but they're reusable, and when the toilet paper is gone, well, I think you can figure out the rest of it. Get a case or two of cotton washcloths, and make sure that you have those on hand. You'll be glad you did. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She does, in fact, pay very careful attention to things that concern us, and her website is twiland.info. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, John. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not feeling very good this morning. I got your email about...
I was going to ask you, yes.
I had actually put that on my blog. I'd been working on it earlier in the week. did you put the link on your webpage?
No, I just sent it to Tim Spencer this morning, so that will be done probably before the end of the business day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're talking about. There is at the University of Ottawa, Professor Paul Beckwith. He's a paleoclimatologist, which in the film, by the way, The Day After Tomorrow, the hero is a paleoclimatologist, somebody who studies ancient weather. And he has a 15-minute video presentation on YouTube. In fact, he's done quite a few, apparently. But this one is particularly significant because what he points out, and anybody, by the way, anybody can prove this to themselves. You don't need to just take Professor Beckwith's word for it. The jet stream is doing something we're not aware it's ever done before. First of all, he mentions two jet streams, a northern jet stream and a southern. I've read that there's also an equatorial jet stream, which is kind of irrelevant at this point. He offers evidence, and you can find the evidence yourself and prove it to yourself, that the northern jet stream is crossing into the southern jet stream. You may say, well, John, what's the big deal? Right, Ann?
Well, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. This has never happened before.
Well, it happened at the mass extinction event about 55 million years ago.
Well, okay, within recent human history. Right. Let's put it that way. Yes. And towards the end of that 15-minute presentation, he talks about the weather becoming unstable. And in the email I sent, I urge people that got it to read the 22-page report. It's a free download at my website, titled An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. Now, Ann, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but we may or may not have, but a large reason people are leaving the Middle East, these what's called Syrian refugees, is the following. Not just the civil war taking place there with the religion of peace, but also the worst drought in 900 years, and which probably and most likely has destroyed the agricultural part of that economy over there. Professor Beckwith ends his 15-minute presentation talking about the unstable weather, unstable climate, and how that can lead to very disastrous consequences. And if you read that 22-page report, either before or after Professor Beckwith's, I think you start to get the full picture, don't you, Ann?
Well, yes, it is breathtaking. We're talking about the death of winter. I mean, that's how serious it is.
Right. Let's put it in more simple terms for all our listeners worldwide. It's the end of the world as we know it. The world as we know it, when it cannot function unless agriculture continues to function in the way it has for so many centuries. In the absence of that, the world as we know it can't function. Which brings to mind something else I've talked about a few times, Ann. That's the almost complete, I would say 90-95% absence of bugs within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, or the Gulf of Mexico here in North America. Once again, the world as we know it. Now, we may not like bugs. Most people think of bugs as a nuisance if they think about them at all. But the world that we live in, the world we occupy, that supports us and keeps us alive in, cannot function without bugs, can it?
It cannot. They form an important ecological niche in our system. And without bugs, we wouldn't. They do scavenging. They work the soil. They pollinate the crops. Now just. You know, we've had a lot of trouble with bees because the honeybees have been dying off. And they haven't mentioned the Africanized bees. So I don't know what they're doing, but those are more aggressive. And I don't know if they're dying off or not. People are killing them, for sure, at least any that get into the United States.
Of course. They're a very aggressive bee. And have you heard me tell my story about the bugs?
Go ahead, John. It's worth telling. It's really, because this is so important. People have to understand the world as we know it is gone.
Right. Okay. Here's my story. Beginning, it'll be 7 years ago, this coming Labor Day, which is only 2 months away. I drove the state of New York east to west on the interstate, New York State, at night. at 70 miles an hour, stop for gas about 10 o'clock at night, and I can count the 6 or 8 bugs that were on the windshield. A warm summer night, state of New York, Labor Day weekend. And I look up at the lights, so the bright white lights of the gas station, and I could literally count the bugs. There were so few of them. That was 7 years ago. This past summer, the summer of 2015, I drove from Central Florida north at night on the interstate, a warm summer night in Florida. Now, Florida is known to have lots of bugs. In fact, I've talked to people who lived there 15, 20 years ago. They said, John, when we lived there, we'd spray that frying pan spray called PAM, P-A-M, on the front of our car, all over the front of our car, so we could more easily remove the bugs. So last summer, I drove this distance, Interstate Highway, 70 miles an hour, at night in Florida, stopped to get gas 10 or 11 o'clock at night. There was, once again, 6 or 8 bugs on the windshield. I look up at the bright white lights, and I could literally count the bugs. There were so few of them flying around the bright white lights. So I get back, and I connect up with a woman who's very well connected to FEMA and SEMA, a state emergency management agency, and very well-placed private sources within the military and lettered agencies. And she says, oh, yeah, John, what you found out is not well-known, in fact, hardly known at all, but within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, in the Gulf of Mexico, inland, there's almost no bugs. The bugs that are left are in the Midwest. The bees that are left are in the Midwest. The men and women who start the bee colonies in the Midwest are transporting them to the East Coast, West Coast, and Gulf Coast so they can be used to pollinate before that colony collapses also. And... This matter, I'm not aware of any mainstream attention whatsoever, and I'm also not aware, Ann, of any attention within what we call alternative media, of the bugs being gone. I was on Hagman and Hagman last Monday, Ann, and they had people texting them during the show and saying, oh, yeah, now that you mention it, there aren't any bugs around here, and these are people within 100 miles of the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast. Now that you mention it, there aren't any bugs. And in fact, Doug Hagman himself said he made a night trip on the interstate, and mentioned to his wife how few bugs there were in the windshield, and he just didn't think about it anymore after that. It was just kind of, he moved on to whatever was next. It's one of those things that's right in our face, hiding in plain sight, and I know we have, of course, most of our listeners are within 100 miles of the East Coast, West Coast, or Gulf Coast, and they probably have observed this but not thought much about it, and haven't they?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
But I suppose I remember driving across the country from West Coast to East Coast and then back again 2 years later, and they were selling bug screens. And
right,
people
right.
These days probably don't even know what they are, but those were screens that would fit over the front of your car.
Right.
You'd attach them to the front of where the radiator was, and that was to keep the bugs out of the engine compartment of your car.
Right. Well, especially the radiator. They literally could clog the radiator to the point where your car would overheat.
Yes. And but I haven't done that for a long time, and I haven't heard of anybody who's done that. I mean, bought a bug screen anyway. So I don't know that it's just on the coast. Excuse me. It might also be now occurring in the Midwest. I know there is an initiative in Missouri and probably across the whole United States, but I'm more aware of it in Missouri and the Department of Natural Resources says that they want us to plant flowers that will give the local bees, the native bees, the wild bees, food, so, you know, flowering plants. And so I have planted a a flowering legume. Now, anybody can do this, and most people will plant. I have planted white clover. Now, white clover is a nuisance when you're farming, but in your backyard in a suburban, urban neighborhood, it's not a problem except that there are bees buzzing around getting food. And so your neighbors might complain.
They won't complain. I would do it near the property line, where it's as far as the distance between the homes, but then that shouldn't be too much of an issue.
Anyway, I have done that. And, of course, it's an annual plant. That means that it's seeds. And the seeds from my plants have gone over into other yards, and now there are other yards that have this white clover growing in them. And most people just cut their lawns and cut off the flowers. But usually, if I see that there are bees in the flowers, I won't cut my lawn. So sometimes I get a notice that says you need to cut your lawn.
Uh-huh.
Because I live in a suburban neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Ann Morrison, the scufflaw.
Yeah, I am. I'm on the record. Believe me, they know me at City Hall.
Okay, here she comes again, that woman who won't cut her grass. And we got a caller on hold here. Let's take our caller. Mark in New York. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, folks. Just to say, here in southwestern New York, the bug situation is status quo, same as usual, but that's not why I called. Dina Durnford out there in British Columbia, who studied this Fukushima radiation and its effects on the coastline of British Columbia, had mentioned on Jeff Rents that he had put out a chicken leg out, like, in the backyard for the animals or something. He said it sat there and sat there and sat there. No bugs, no microorganisms, nothing attacked that. It just totally was left in state without any decomposition from or consumption from any of the insects that might crawl on something like that.
Do you know what location that was at, Mark, by any chance?
Outside of, I don't know the exact part in British Columbia, but I do feel he is near the coastline, which, that's a pretty big coastline between continental and Alaska.
Right.
But he has searched, he's had, I believe, 260 days documenting all the wildlife or lack thereof. And he was a commercial diver for many years. And he has incredible knowledge regarding what was there and what isn't there now. And he has them all on his website, all the information that...
What website is that, Mark?
Nuclear Proctologist. I'm going to say .org. You can do a Google search for nuclear proctologist, Dana Durnford. He's quite a guy. He's got quite a few blogs and posts on YouTube. He tries to do them daily when he can. And it's very informative about him and Yoichi Shimatsu and Jeff Rents team up every Monday night for an hour, and have been for the past almost 5.5 years addressing this issue.
Well, that's an important issue, and we're glad you brought that to our attention, Mark. Anything else?
That'll be it, sir. Have a good weekend, and
happy
4th of July.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ann, it sounds like a lot of reinforcement for what we're talking about here, doesn't it?
Yes, but... I think as far as what we can do as preppers is we have to remember that we need to help, especially the insects that pollinate our plants, because without the pollinators, we won't have fruits. We may not have vegetables.
Right.
That we need the pollinators.
It is not optional. We hope to have an update from my director of marketing here for 5 minutes. We'll get back from the break. We shall see. Stay tuned, everybody.
D. Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Friday, the first day of July. We take 5 minutes every Friday to get an update from my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, and say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. How are things going with you?
Things are going really good, Ann. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm got a lot of concerns, but you go ahead.
Well, a lot of people have a lot of concerns, and that's why we're working hard to get John's positive message of preparedness out there to the masses. So things are going good. I see a lot of people stepping up and taking personal responsibility for their future and their lives now and the lives of their family, and they're setting a wonderful example by taking on the challenge of learning certain skills, and hopefully via John's message, people will be better equipped to deal with the things that are today and ahead for us.
I know Mandy got the same email that you did. She had a chance to look at it because she just got back from a road trip. But this matter of the jet stream crossing the equator from the north to the south, Mandy, it may have been as long as 55 million years ago the last time this happened, which of course resulted in a kill off of the dinosaurs. So this adds another aspect to what we typically talk about concerning the effects of the 10th planet. And I always want to keep emphasizing to people, we don't need to be searching for some future thing to happen, such as looking up and seeing Planet X. The matter of the Gulf Stream doing what it's doing, the jet stream and the Gulf Stream both, is in our face right now. You don't need to be looking for something to happen in the future, do you, Ann?
No, I mean, if you watch the news on a nightly basis, you'll see that if it's not the head story, it's one of the top stories. The weather, not only in America, but across the world. And as these things are happening in our time, violent climate change is only going to increase. And the fact of the matter is 80% of the population lives within 100 miles of the coastline. So we are preparing ourselves to spread the positive message of what you need to do for yourself, your business, your family, so that you will be more prepared when these things occur and have more confidence in your abilities.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we encourage. That's what we like to talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, click on Uncle Sam pointing right at you, you'll get the information you need to get John Moore to send you a check. I'm doing something I'm not aware of any radio talk show host, whether it's Jeff Rentz, Alex Jones, Michael Rivero. I'm not aware of anybody offering to mail their listeners a check, but I am. It's pretty simple. There's two ways to do it. Either get me a referral to Mandy for a speaking engagement or set up a speaking engagement yourself. And we're talking some pretty serious money here, aren't we, Mandy?
Exactly. It can be as high as $1,600. So, yes, it can be, you know, $400 to $900 range up to $1,500. I mean, we want to write you a big check, and that's why we set up the Liberty Army campaign like we have, because we believe that a successful future is everyone working together, everyone spreading the message of John's word and what he promote. So if you would like to become involved, it's very simple. You simply email me at help@thelibertyman.com. And we're getting emails, multiple emails every day, phone calls, texts. We're very reachable. So just reach out, help@thelibertyman.com, and I will look forward to working with you.
Okay. Before we get away, Mandy, if you talk to Jason today, let him know that he gave me the wrong phone number, if you would, please.
Of course.
Okay. I appreciate it. I don't want to be cut off by the music here, Mandy. We got a 5 in the hour break coming up. I want to thank you for being with us this morning, as always, and we'll be talking privately soon.
Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Okay. And you do put out alerts, and tell us about the alerts and how people can subscribe to them.
Yes, well, my blog is twiland.info, and I try to update it weekly, although I've fallen behind because I'm suffering from heat exhaustion. We haven't had record heat here. We've had a record in terms of how long it's lasted. We've had
exactly.
Heat.
Hold on.
For over a week.
We did. Wait. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we are back.
Friday, the first day of July. Year's half over. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com, and I'm running a special sale from now until midnight, the fourth day of July, in recognition and celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia on the fourth day of July, 1776. $25 off energy cleaners. How about that? $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off factory-made fitted mattress pads. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I do the refund manually. The system that takes orders is all automated. When you call my toll-free number at 800-592-9543, the young lady or young man will take your order. that you'll be billed full price, and then I manually refund $25 off energy cleaners and 10% off the factory-made fitted mattress pads. The special sale, celebrating independence from England, goes until midnight, the fourth day of July. If you want to send a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight, the fourth day of July. That will be the way this will work. So I'm looking forward to helping you folks that have been waiting to get your energy cleaner with a $25 off and 10% off the mattress pads. And, of course, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaners. Check it out. Go to my website, read up on the energy cleaners, the patent application information, the testimonials. You'll be glad you did. All that's at my website, libertyman.com. And once again, my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. And Ann, we have a caller here. We got Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Jerry.
Good morning, Ann, and good morning, John. Thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to bring up two things. Back when Fukushima happened on 3/11/11, about 8 days later in the Midwest, we got the report, probably from RBN or one of the alternative, or should I say truth networks, that the cow's milk and the grass in Boston, Massachusetts, was at a much higher percentage of radiation than normally allowed. And I remember the EPA and the Canadian EPA changing how much radiation your body could take, and that's when I started doing iodine supplements every day. I don't know if that's helping my system with all of the radiation from Fukushima, but this is almost 5.5 years later.
Well, that's right. You're exactly right. The EPA and the FDA and the USDA, they all collaborated and they said, this much more radiation isn't going to hurt you. In fact, it might be good for you. And so we're raising the limits on how much radiation can be in our food. And that happened on the East Coast. And I don't know if you remember, but I commented about that time. I said, don't drink milk from California, from the West Coast, and don't eat cheese that comes from there either, because they did raise the limits, just like they raised the limits on radiation amounts after Chernobyl. Chernobyl raised the background radiation, and at that time they set the limits for human consumption up. And so this is the second time that then when Fukushima happened, they set them up again. And so you want to be very careful what foods you eat. Make sure that they, I wouldn't eat anything from the West Coast because the radiation will get in the soil and it'll get into the fruits, it'll get into the vegetables. And so I just buy locally. But that doesn't mean that we don't have increased radiation here in the Midwest, because that jet stream carried the radiation across the northern states. Now, luckily for us here in the middle of the country, the ridge was not going over central U.S., but it did go across the northern states and the southern Canadian provinces. So anything that comes from those areas is suspect.
Well, you know, I had heard reports, and it might have been you giving the reports maybe as much as 7, 8, 9 months ago, saying that areas of Arkansas, Oklahoma are experiencing radiation levels 300 and 400% higher than normal background levels. Here's my thing. If it was coming in on the West Coast and we heard 8 days later it was on the East Coast in the grass and in the cow's milk, I'm guessing the whole United States, Canada, and Alaska are over radiation levels by at least 100 to 200, 300%.
Well, if you look at the jet stream at that time, it actually did go across the top, the northern part of the United States, the southern part of Canada. So I don't think you need to worry too much about it. If we do have additional radiation in the Midwest now, it could be due to a number of things. One of the things is that, we have We have Superfund sites that they're where they're stirring up the radioactive dust. And, of course, New Mexico, where they did a lot of the testing for the first atomic weapons, is known to be a radiation reservoir. And every time the wind blows from the southwest, we get radiation up here.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Is the iodine helping me in any way? I mean, I'm going to continue taking it whether you say it is or not. Because I understand that most Americans, maybe 95% of Americans, are lacking in magnesium, potassium, and iodine.
Well, if you get the salt that is iodized, you'll be getting plenty of iodine. The only problem you have is if you eat out a lot, the restaurants may not be using iodized salt. But in that case, you can buy...
I don't trust any of the Fortune 500 restaurants, and most of these restaurants are going to get their food distribution from two major places, and GFS is one of them, and Gordon Food Services, and I forgot the other one. I think it begins with an A.
Well, do you have iodized salt in your home? Do you do your own cooking?
Actually, I do my own cooking, and I really don't use that much salt, and I've limited my meals down to maybe 7 a week.
Well, you are a prepper, aren't you?
Well, you know, I've been prepping now for a little over 5 years before Fukushima ever happened, because, you know, I started hearing and seeing, you know, what I hear and then what I see a couple weeks later are the same thing, so I started my prepping. And something else I wanted to mention, just getting off the subject of Fukushima and iodine, but wouldn't it be ironic if the banks didn't open on Tuesday morning after this weekend for our 240th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
Well, that's a very likely possibility, and John has counseled his listeners from this show and from other shows to take the money out of the banks, take it out as coins if you can, because the paper money will be devaluated, but they can't devaluate coins. Store that in your home as much as you can, and don't expect to expect that everything that's in the bank is going to be half of what you were half of what you had before they closed.
Well, I remember what happened in Cyprus 4 years ago or 4.5 years ago this past Easter, and most of those people got a haircut depending on what bank they belonged to, at minimum 20% haircut on everything. Portfolio, checking, savings, annuity, retirement, 401k if they got them. But, and then we're told that they got to work longer hours, work till a later age, and get less money. So I figured that is coming this way because this is nothing but a bunch of lies since April of 1861 under Lincoln when he declared martial law. So... But, hey, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work. I don't often get to listen to your show that much anymore because this is conspiracy radio, according to the people I work with, and it's the only way I can keep a job is not listen. So you guys have a great, blessed weekend. Enjoy your holiday. And
thanks,
I'm listening for the whole day today because I'm by myself. So God
thank
bless
you, Jerry. Appreciate it. And I got a follow-up question for you. What scientific basis, if any, is there for advocating people get a little bit of radiation as being healthy?
Well, they say it stimulates the immune system. And so then that makes you more healthy. You know, it depends on how you ingest this radiation. If you're eating it, usually it'll be eliminated by the body as a heavy metal. And so it won't stay in your body very long. If you breathe it, it'll get into your lungs. And the biggest cause of lung cancer is not cigarettes, it's radon. Radon, which is a radioactive daughter of radium.
Right.
And that's the biggest cause of lung cancer. You never hear that from the EPA or from anybody.
No.
But if you, you know, you have to be literate. In other words, you have to be able to read. And if you understand, you know, I took physics 101, and we went through the radiation decay chains, and I was astonished that that radon was so detrimental to health. and yet there was nobody doing anything about it. You know what they do for remediation of radon? You know that you can't sell a house now that has radon in it. That's a new building standard.
Really?
It's yes, the house is considered unlivable, uninhabitable. So if the inspector comes through and finds radon, then you have to remediate it. Do you know how they remediate it? I mean, this is terrible, John. This is terrible.
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, they put in a flue and a fan, and they push the air outside of the basement, outside of the house.
Okay. So
in other words, they're putting radiation into your neighbor's air or into your air. It decays within 3 days into a lead that lasts forever, radioactive lead, which falls to the ground and contaminates the ground around our houses. Radioactive lead is contaminating the ground around any house that's been remediated.
Amazing.
It's
absolutely
really amazing.
Because
they don't have people who are, they just don't have scientists who are running the inspection for this buying and selling of houses. They just want to do something so it's no longer in the basement, so the radon's no longer in the basements. But you have to understand that here, especially where we've got limestone underneath us, that radon is always coming up out of the ground.
That's right. That's right. Well, what would be a better way to mitigate, Anne, if you're aware of one?
Oh, well, you have to find the source. That probably means that you have to seal the basement, which would cost a lot of money, of course. And let's see, what did I have? You know, I looked into it at one time, and radon is, what you have to do is you have to trap it in some kind of charcoal filter and then dispose of those filters regularly. In other words, you still have to have a fan. You still have to move the air through the charcoal filter. Charcoal filter would catch the radon and then the lead. And those filters would have to be disposed of in a suitable place. You can't just throw them out with the trash because you'll turn your community into a Superfund site. And you need to find out where in the basement the radon is coming from. Now, my basement, it's cinder block, and people usually paint it. And so, if you keep that paint on there, then the radon won't be able to come into your basement. But they don't do that. They just pump it outdoors. It turns into lead, radioactive lead. It falls to the ground, and then your child goes out there and plays, and then you wonder why they have asthma and other things. Anyway, I want to get back to this enormous equatorial air-sucking beast. What happened was that the jet stream slowed down, and after the Gulf Stream stopped, it slowed down, and when it slowed down, it was like, you know how rivers meander? Did you ever wonder why rivers just don't go straight? If they don't go straight, the older
they take the path of least resistance. That's what water does.
Well, there's more to it than that. It has to do with physics. But yes, fluids moving will tend to meander. In other words, they don't go straight. They go back and forth, and you can see that in the Missouri River and in the Mississippi. Well, any river, if you look at it, you'll see that it's not a straight line. It meanders, and that's what happened to the jet stream. And we mentioned that in 2015, just last year, you remember that the North Pole reached temperatures above freezing. Do you remember talking about that, John?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That was an indicator that there was warm air that was being sucked up from the warm air near the equator and deposited in the Arctic. I mean, that's how deep the ridge was in the jet stream. And I remember talking about the jet streams meandering three or four years ago. And so that's one thing that happened. And so what happened was that the polar area got warmer. And in fact, if you look at the statistics, what happens is that it warmed up more in the Arctic than it did in along the equator. So, and then we had El Nino, and it pushed warm water up towards the north. So there was another driving engine of warming up the Arctic. Just this year, in 2016, NASA says that May was the eighth consecutive record hot month as far as global temperature went.
Really?
Yes, the eighth record hot month in a row. Now, you know, we've had hot months before, and certainly we know that it's been hot this summer.
That's
but,
right.
To have that statistic is just astonishing.
It is astonishing. And we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Oh,
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of July, visiting with Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. Got about 3 minutes here, Ann.
Well, I just have to let people know that this is a very serious situation. The warming of the Arctic. Now, what? So the ice is melting in the Arctic. The sun is able to warm it because it doesn't get reflected and off the ice. Instead, it gets absorbed by the brown ground or the blue sea. And so we've had a tremendous warming in the Arctic, which I think we all know about. But that has set up the stage for this crossing of the equator by the jet stream. Now, it's just a little bit right now. It's just a small piece of the jet stream that has crossed over. But I want everybody to remember June 27th, 2016, because that was when the first time that the northern jet stream crossed over the equator and became part of the southern jet stream. So what do we know? They know that we may not have winter ever again, I mean, for the next 200,000 years, which to me is forever, in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, Antarctica is still covered with ice, and that's where winter will be. So instead of the 23.5 degrees tilt in the axis of the Earth being responsible for climate, what they're saying is that this drift of the northern jet stream into the southern jet stream and vice versa is going to make a world without winter in the northern hemisphere. And that's just going to change everything. People need to think about how they're going to survive. And one of the things that they're asking the farmers to do, because the farmers are they're going to be able to grow all year long, essentially. There's not going to be any winter wheat. It's just going to be one wheat crop after another. Is to put in a legume after they harvest their crops so that they can fix the nitrogen in the soil. They've been using anhydrous ammonia to do that, but that's very expensive and it doesn't work very well. And so they're asking the farmers that if they would do that, then the plants that they grow right now, the plants that are growing have less protein in them. The wheat that's growing has less protein in it than it used to have even 10 years ago. And so they want farmers to start using legumes to fix the nitrogen in the soil. All right, John, this is I'm going to be posting all of this on twiland.info, and I hope that you incorporate it into your talks when you go in and with Mandy and do your lecturing.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. this is a crisis. This is a paleo, what do you, climatologist that's saying this. It's just not me, and he's got pictures. Everybody should watch his YouTube video because he explains it.
I should. It'll be posted on my website before the end of the day. Ann, thank you very much.
All right, John.
Have a great weekend. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.